Mr. Deeney.
I received some information today, which is annually we do get this information from our tax assessor and from the County Board of Taxation. And I'm pleased to report that our tax assessor, Jim Mangan, reported to Commissioner Bloomberg and myself that the total added assessments for 2018 are $35,125,700. It's interesting because 2 years ago, in 2016, they were $35,104,000. So within $19,000, the number is very, very consistent. Last year, 17, the year in between, we had a booming year, the best ever in terms of assessments. It was a total last year of $43 million. But for the last several years, it's been about $30,000, $35,000. So it was $35 million in 2016, $36 million in 2015, $29 million in 2014, $30 million in 2013. Unlike many, many towns in New Jersey, this consistent 1% or just under 1% of growth in Margate is a healthy, healthy sign of the values in Margate. I always have liked to say in this business that we're in local government, that the vast majority of the clients that we serve are homeowners, and whether they're full-time or part-time residents, they're homeowners. And often their largest investment that people have is their homes. And so these are positive signs with respect to the investments that our residents have in this community. And I think it's a good sign for the year ahead as well. We have building activity, which picks up in September all the time, and we have a number of building permits and demolition permits in existence.
Sewell 22 West Drive, following up on Mr. Deeney's remarks about increased ratables, $35 million to $43 million of dollars in new ratables, and yet not one red cent of property relief, property reduction of taxes. And if you think that you can run in May of 2019 with a bogus reduction in taxes based upon dipping into the reserve rather than cutting spending, and I would look for cutting spending to that white elephant, $13.5 million, running this little pet project of nepotism and patronage known as the school district. It's just insane. You had the facts and numbers last time I was here. It's absolutely off the chart to run this school system in that matter. It's totally inefficient, and it violates the mayor's sworn oath for a thorough and efficient education. He took an oath to support the New Jersey State Constitution, and he breaks it each and every year. He has to remember he's bound by that solemn sworn oath and indoctrinating those students that we're paying a ton of money for, $32,129 per pupil per year. Mayor, the need to close both schools is not optional. The sale of the Tye School to Atlantic Cape Community College has a multitude of benefits. First, selling the school in rec field creates an enormous financial windfall, enough to retire the Ross School bonds and or finance a boardwalk or even Back Bay dredging. Additionally, the Patina Performing Arts Center can be retained for a stipulated number of days per year, say 12 days a year. Mayor, you can even establish a Mikey Becker two-year scholarship program. The presence of the community college would greatly invigorate the whole community, especially winter and shoulder seasons. More importantly, upwardly mobile students will be exposed to Margate's amenities and thereby create potential future year-round residents. For Giovanni, these building and renovations will provide a plethora of union and non-union jobs and opportunities. Most importantly, through a pilot program, the site becomes a taxable entity year after year. This commission must man up and address the real and looming aspect of losing this valuable asset through raw expropriation, out and out, outright theft. Thus, you have a fiduciary duty to act and act quickly to preserve and protect a multi-million dollar asset seriously at risk. You simply can't sit on your hands when so much is at stake. Wake up, Mayor. Time to act or react has a very narrow window of opportunity. Don't muff it, Mayor. Time is of the essence. There is no 2-year window of opportunity. The Gary Stein case is projected to fast track via an out-of-court settlement that Murphy and Oliver will direct the Attorney General to throw the suburban schools under the bus. If you don't think it'll be ugly, then you're hallucinating. Mayor, the crux of the problem is that you have appointed people to the board who are as clueless, feckless, and hapless as you are. This simply won't do. This board must not and cannot fail its fiduciary duty to prevent the expropriation of two assets worth tens of millions of dollars. The real irony is that the Bendner School Board has been more proactive in discussing shared services, i.e., immediate merger with Margate. Margate's only recourse at this critical point in time...
15 seconds.
Well, don't rush, Mayor. Don't rush. Where's that clock at? I'm being short.
Can't go fast enough, John.
Mayor, I timed this out, so I know I can finish these last two sentences.
I know you timed it out, John, and you just wasted 10 of those seconds.
Well, I'm going to finish regardless.
Get ready.
It is the only viable option on the table. It is the only way to prevent the state from essentially stealing what taxpayers have been paying property taxes for years and years now, Mayor. Mayor, you can be a big fat zero or you can be a hero in this matter. But rein in your school board.
Time is up.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Art Quintilli, 114 North Lancaster Avenue. I've given each of the, I've given three copies for you guys, so you could take a look at it. And it's kind of interesting. If you just look in the, at the second page, you could see that we're flunking all seven of the magic indicators that we send to the state every year, so we tip them off at how bad we're doing. And you can see that the ratio of student administrator, administrative personnel compared to the number of students is 51% below. In other words, we have too few students or too many administrators. And if you look up above, you see that the cost per pupil is 52% above the state median. Now, here's the state median, then you go 52% above that. And then, of course, your operation and maintenance of the plant is 88% above the state median. Here's the state median, and there's where we are. And this is leading you by the hand to tell you, hey, your cost per pupil, your administrative costs, your plant maintenance is off the map. Close a school. It's telling you that. The data doesn't lie. And here's a couple suggestions. The first suggestion is get a plan together because it's happening right in front of your eyes. If you look on page one, you'll see the kindergarten class, which feeds the rest of the school, has 20 kids. So what did they do? Broke them up into two classes of 10. Look down here at your fifth and sixth grades. They had 46 kids, 48 kids. So did they make three classes of 16? No, they made four classes of 12. It looks like, hey, we have the extra room anyway. We might as well put the kids in there. This is telling you we don't have enough children here in the school. We have a lot of room. So let's close one of them. Well, here's what your plan can be, do. Your plan can say, well, you know what? Maybe there's still too many kids yet to close. We might have to worry about where we put the little kiddies. Well, one good suggestion is reopen the second floor of Union Avenue. I've been up there a few times. That was the school for the kindergarten and first grade anyway.
No, it wasn't. I went there. Kindergarten, first grade is always on the first floor.
Okay. Was it for the second grade?
Fourth and fifth were upset.
No. Fourth and fifth were always at the Ross.
I went to fifth grade there.
Well, I just was up there, and it said second grade on the side. Take a look. On the room, what? On the side. It was kindergarten, first, and second were all that were in there. You had three school buildings. Kindergarten, first, and second, and then it was third.
10 seconds, John.
Okay. Art. Well, if you look at the second thing is, if you don't want to open that up, you could take the first kindergarten and first grades. You might be able to team up with Ventnor. Everybody wants to share services, and there's a nice way to do it. You could turn around and say, we'll give you all of our grade school kids. You give us all of your middle school.
Thank you, Art.
And then everybody will graduate from Margate, so they'll be happy. And all the kiddies will go over there, and it's a dying group anyway. Thank you.